FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and exciting on our culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the annual JHB Gourmet Guide, which is now out. It's a collection of South Africa's 50 top fine dining restaurants and chefs. Winner of the Ought Green Philosophy Award and Green Plate, sponsored by WWF Sassy, was given to Beyond Restaurant on the Baden-Verwachten Wine Estate. I'm delighted to be welcoming the executive chef, Peter Tempelhof, to the show today. Welcome, Peter, and congratulations.
Thanks, Jenny, and it's great to be on your show. Again, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's an amazing award, and we're very, very stoked about it.
Well, it's well-deserved, and I think you've been instilling an ethos of sustainability and responsible sourcing at Beyond from the beginning. But I know also in the last year or two, things have really amplified. What are you doing at the moment that is new and exciting?
I think we're just taking a real holistic approach. You know, every aspect of the business, we're asking ourselves questions, how we can do things better, how we can improve, how we can be a little greener, how we can bring less plastics into the kitchens, how we can use more indigenous edibles. You know, there's so many questions, and we're just trying to tick all the boxes as we go, but without losing the vision or the idea of tasty food first.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's the most important thing, but, you know, looking after our environment and looking after the future is as important.
And I think it also is so for the home cook, and I'm not sure that we all know where to start. I feel like it's awareness and just doing, it's small steps, and it's the same in the restaurant industry. Have you got any advice for passionate home chefs who love cooking and can just start doing things a little bit differently?
Well, in terms of what we're doing at Beyond, I think a big move that we've, big shift is that we've moved towards an edible garden. So we've taken a lot of indigenous shrubs and leaves and herbs, and we've planted them so we can have access to them all the time. Because we were getting most of our stuff foraged, which, you know, is putting a little bit of pressure on some areas. So we decided, we took this approach that we're going to, especially for the kitchens, we're going to grow a garden. But I think for the home cook, go find these little patches of heaven. Muizenberg Beach is one where you can get bucketfuls of dune spinach and try bringing it into your diet somehow. I mean, it's great in stews, it's great fried, it's great in salads if it's chopped up, and one of my favorites is prenia, or sea pumpkin. This one is a phenomenal one because it grows, it's a creeper, it grows wild, and it grows like crazy. And its stem is like asparagus, and its leaves are like spinach. So you could do quite a few things with it.
Yes.
And the thing about it is it's on the red list right now because its favorite habitat is being overrun by houses because it's on estuaries and lagoons. So it's actually on the red list. So the more you, if you find some, pick it. Don't pick all of it. Pick some of it and plant it. Just keep planting it, and it grows like crazy.
Well, that's a really good idea to propagate your own.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, what else we were doing, you know, we got the Sustainability Award for Fane, our other restaurant, last year, were the world's 50 best. And that's shifted our thinking in terms of how we use plastics in the kitchen and how we can recycle things. And actually, you know, Jennifer, my partner, and Ashley, and myself, we started doing these things at home. And it made such a difference knowing what's going in the bin and how we can, you know, separate it. And it's a bit of a laborious process, but it's so gratifying, and it's worth it, you know. So
yeah, it starts like that,
and home cooks can do.
Yeah, and it becomes a habit. I think it's just about getting the right habits in place. But we have been delighted to see this year in the restaurants, there's been an elevated awareness of sustainability, and everybody's making an effort in their own way to try and get everything greener. And that's really what we want to do. We want to see a movement. So, yes, Fane started it, and Beyond has really picked up and taken the reins, and we're very proud of what is happening in the industry. Pete, thanks for your inspiration, and congratulations again.
It's a pleasure, Jenny. And thanks so much for the awards, are so kind of you, and especially the gold and the green one. Amazing.
Gold and green, absolutely. Well deserved. So thank you. That was Chef Peter Tempelhof of Beyond, winner of the WWF Sassy Green Philosophy Plate Award. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.